Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You're ready to fill out the Patriots coaching staff, Keith?
Oh, I was born ready, Jones. I got a coaching staff that'll knock your socks off.
You got a staff.
I got a staff.
I got a staff.
You do?
Well,
prove
not,
it.
It's not 7
prove
inches,
it.
But I got
well,
you.
I mean, let's not go crazy.
Let's not go.
We're not heroes in here.
Way overboard here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a coaching staff.
Good.
Some executives in mind.
I'm glad you do.
On the day where Mike Vrabel is interviewing with the New England Patriots, I heard Greg say this morning, I was theorizing
off-site?
Yesterday. Yeah, I was theorizing yesterday. I'm like, yeah. Oh, is it going to be in Foxborough? Are we going to get driving down to Gillette? Are we going to get images of him at the stadium? Stupid me.
Nope.
They're going to do it, you know, in the seaport somewhere, which is what Greg was strongly hinting at today.
Yeah, I don't think they need to.
At least when I was listening. Did he come out and say where it was?
I don't think he needs a tour of Gillette Stadium. I think Vrabel's probably good on that.
Good point.
They're like, hey, we see the lighthouse yet? He's like, I'm good. He's like, maybe we go to like a nice place.
I saw the old one.
Let's go somewhere nice.
Yeah.
How about that?
I saw the old one. The new one is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Vrabel interviewing today. There's a real good chance it's done. And
it might have been done 2 weeks ago.
Thank you. Crossing T's, dotting I's. This is a formality, and let's just figure out what we want to do to get to the finish line. I highly doubt we get an announcement today, but who knows? There's a chance by later tonight, later this afternoon, there's real movement on the outside. I think on the inside, we know where this is going and where it's been heading. But we get confirmation and answers today on Mike Vrabel. I don't know if they can do that based on the appearances. They're going to interview Ben Johnson tomorrow. That came out last night. So that will be a virtual interview tomorrow. They've requested, I find this to be interesting, requested Aaron Glenn. They have yet to.
Now they're in on Aaron Glenn.
So on Wednesday evening, you ask to interview Aaron Glenn, who already has interviews lined up with every other team. That feels convenient with some of the blowback they've gotten for the Rooney Rule and their fake sham process. It feels very convenient that all of a sudden late in the week, you ask for such an obvious candidate who, by the way, you should interview and really talk to and really think about for the job.
Yeah.
But it all feels fake and convenient at the end. But they do at least have a request in for Aaron Glenn. They're going to talk to Ben Johnson tomorrow. So I don't know if they can announce anything. And by announce, I mean like through Schefter and Rap Sheet. But I think this is probably the final nail in the coffin, and it's Mike Vrabel, which I don't love.
Yeah, I don't love it either. I don't hate it. Like, there's so much worse you can do. We just saw a full season of Jerod Mayo, so it's obviously better than that. But the process leaves quite a bit to be desired. Last year, it was nobody. This year, you're like, hey, you have an opportunity to interview all these different candidates and see what you have. And instead, they say, we're going to interview Mike Vrabel. We're going to interview Ben Johnson because the fans want us to have, like, this search. And then we're going to interview two minority candidates so we can appease the Rooney Rule. That's all they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even take Leftwich or Pep Hamilton seriously. They're doing a virtual one because they have to with Ben Johnson, but I think that was really more for the fans. And like, they were going to have Mike Vrabel all along anyway. It seems like that's all it is. And now they're like, well, no, also maybe Aaron Glenn, who might not even have time to talk to you.
Yeah, well, you don't ask until Wednesday. Yeah. I think that's probably part of the reason why. So Vrabel interviewed with the Bears yesterday.
Yep.
He's here today. I think he has, if I'm not mistaken, more interviews lined up. He interviewed with the Jets over the weekend. So
he's got to talk to the Raiders at some point, right?
There's appearances. There's a process. Well, I did hear Courtney today. And I am not as gung-ho about hiring Vrabel as a lot of you are. And you can jump in all day long. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and the text number to get in touch here with Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Jones and Keefe. Or at Jones and Keefe, rather, Twitter and Instagram, watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy conversation there. And you can watch at YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I'm not as gung-ho about Vrabel as a lot of people are, and I think a lot of you are out there. But Courtney made a good point. If you want Vrabel, and I think the Patriots do, you can't let him leave, right? Like, don't let him get on a plane and fly to Vegas or wherever else he has to go for interviews.
Well, specifically like, Vegas. I think that's the one that gives me pause. If it was 2 days ago and there was only those five openings, I'd be like, all right, I'm still going to talk to these other guys. Like, we feel like you're a great candidate. We really like you, but we're going to play out the rest of this process. Because I don't think he would say, oh, you better sign me by Friday or I'm taking the Jets job. I don't think he's taking the Jets job or, like, even the Bears job. I think Vegas, that changes things a little bit. So if you really want, if you're dead set on having him, and if this is one of Robert Kraft's gut feelings, which we know now is not a 100% hit rate, but if it's one of the, if it's the guy that he really, really wants, then, yeah, you probably should come to an agreement today. You should get something done today. I also wonder if they did leave the door open for that possibility, which is why, and the whole sham Rooney Rule thing, but why you talked to Leftwich and Pep Hamilton first, and now you can bring in Vrabel, have the interview, and potentially have it done today. If you did it the other way, if you interviewed Vrabel 2 days ago, you still had to follow up with these other interviews.
Correct.
And then he goes to Vegas, and then maybe the timing's off. So that might be part of why they did it this way.
So do you agree with Courtney? Patriots shouldn't let Vrabel on a plane. He shouldn't leave. Get it done today. He's here. He's interviewing. It's probably already going on. Maybe they had WEEI on the way in.
Perhaps.
Or exiting from the interview. So how do you feel about that approach with Mike Vrabel? I will let you know that, well, number one, the hit pieces towards Mayo and the mess that last year was continue. Doug Kyde and Andrew Callahan have the latest up today. That comes on the heels of Chad Graff yesterday. I'll give you one of the highlights here from the Mayo story. I don't think any of it is shocking, but it goes on to detail how the players ran the show and it was dysfunctional and how not ready for the job Mayo was.
I'm shocked.
After the Bengals game, Keith, Callahan and Kyde write, after we won, and this is according to one staffer, after we won, he was the happiest guy, bouncing off walls during the week and the happiest guy in the world.
Soaked in Gatorade. He should have been happy.
And after we lost, it was like someone shot his dog. I also don't think that's the end of the world hearing that.
Yeah, okay.
But the source continued, meanwhile, most of us are in there watching the tape of the Bengals game. We're like, oh, crap. We're lucky to have won this game. I don't know if he watched the tape before taking that victory lap. We really lucked out.
Probably not. He was probably playing cards.
And obviously the rest of the season bore that out. So Mayo not ready for it. It was dysfunctional, as you know. Again, the subtext is that Vrabel's going to come in and clear it up. I'll also let you know, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler today at ESPN are at least writing, similar to what Schefter said to WEEI Afternoons yesterday. We played it for you off the top. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. It's not a done deal for Vrabel. And I assume they're doing the Crafts a favor on that because the Crafts don't want to have the league investigate and lose draft picks because you did a sham interview.
Yeah,
and I
think
they're feeling the heat on that.
Oh, definitely.
So Schefter comes out and goes, not a done deal. I mean, Bill backed out of a job with the Jets, which is not the same at all.
No, not even close.
Josh McDaniels walked off the tarmac in Indianapolis. Not the same at all. Those are the examples he gave.
No.
But I think the Crafts are feeling the heat on that. Graziano says a lot of people's first instinct is to connect former Titans coach Mike Vrabel here, which makes sense. He's in the Patriots Hall of Fame, blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't rule out Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson for this job at all.
All right.
There's going to be a lot of real interest in the top offensive candidates. He details Drake May and the cap space and everything else we've been talking about.
Yeah.
He says, I wouldn't be surprised to see former Patriots defensive coordinator Brian Flores to get a look either. Though he said Tuesday he was yet to hear from New England. We now know they put in a request. Jerry Fowler also said this about Ben Johnson. He wants alignment. It's important to him, as Burt Breer has reported. And Elliot Wolf is someone who could get along with Johnson, and I could see that pairing working. Johnson interviews Friday. So that's Graziano and Fowler. You heard Schefter off the top. Some are saying it's not a done deal, but it certainly feels like it. He's interviewing today. Should they let him get back on the plane? Do you think it's a done deal? How do you feel about all of it? And this, what feels like a sham of a search. Again, 617-779-7937. And you know what we'll be taking on the phones all day long?
What's that?
We'll be taking your ideas to fill out the Patriots coaching staff and front office.
They have one vacancy right now, but feel free to make room for many more.
You can hire and fire as you see fit.
That's right.
You are Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and hire the coach you want, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, fill out the coaching staff, fill out the front office. Keep Elliot Wolf if you want. I wouldn't suggest it.
It's up to
wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Nope, your choice.
But it's up to you. All your plans for the Patriots to fill out the coaching staff and front office, 617-779-7937. We're going to put people back on the clock. We did this a few weeks ago.
I love it. I love it.
We gave ourselves 60 seconds.
We're
a little verbose.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to be as airtight and quick in our opinions as some of you out
there. We're going to make more of a meal of it than you. You can do like a little snack, little 30-second clip.
Good way to put it, yeah. Keith.
That way we can get more of you as well.
Excellent.
That's what we're doing.
Better way of putting it than I even could have.
Yeah, you were about to insult everybody, I feel like, so I had to jump in there, clean it up.
You did a good job bailing me out there. Mm-hmm. So, we'll take all your thoughts. We're going to put us on the clock. Who wants to go first? I think you went first last time, Keith. Do you want me to go first on this one?
Sure, yeah, you can go first this time.
Okay, we have a timer, Nick, is what we have? Okay.
Get that 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's put me on the clock. Okay, here's my plan to fix the Patriots' front office and coaching staff. I'm trading for Kevin O'Connell. 2026 first-round pick. You've spent first-rounders before for Bill Belichick, so it's not that steep. He's 34-17, second playoff appearance. His offense has been top 10 twice since he's been head coach of the Vikings. I'm trading for him. He's calling his own plays, which means I'm keeping Alex Van Pelt. That's right. You're the offensive coordinator in name only. Really, you're the quarterback coach. Keep working with your quarterbacks, plural, Drake May and Joe Milton. I like the work there. Keep it going. Then I'm going to look at who I like who plays defense. I like the Broncos defense. I've mentioned Jim Leonard before, former Jets safety. He's their DB coach. They have Patrick Surtain in Denver. You have Christian Gonzalez. They're third in points allowed. Maybe he can mirror that. I'm going to the Lions. I like how they draft. You've heard this before. Ray Agnew, assistant GM, former Patriots D lineman. I'm going to hire him to draft here in New England, which means Elliott Wolf, I'm sorry, you're out. I'm going to stuff him in a locker somewhere where I don't have to look at Elliott Wolf. So it's...
Right out. 60 seconds.
Nailed it right on the post.
I thought
I had more time. Okay.
No, that was 60 seconds. So that was a good plan. So Kevin O'Connell.
Trading for Kevin O'Connell. Yeah. Van Pelt is here to develop the quarterbacks, but O'Connell's calling plays. Jim Leonard's your D coordinator. I like the Broncos D. Ray Agnew's drafting guys. Elliott Wolf in a locker somewhere. See ya.
Yeah. See you later. Kay. Thanks for your time.
That's my 60 second plan. Rich Keefe, let's put him on the clock.
Put him on the clock. All right, my head coach, easy, Ben Johnson. You're talking to him tomorrow. You hire him tomorrow. He comes in here. You team him up with Drake May. You have a top 10 offense next year, and then you're in the top 5 for offenses years after that. He, to me, is a no-brainer. To help him out, I bring in Tanner Engstrom as the offensive coordinator. He's currently the passing game coordinator with the Detroit Lions, so you now have two guys that can help mold this entire offense into the new wave of the future, a very bright future here in New England. I also asked Alex Van Pelt if he wants to stay on and coach the quarterbacks. If yes, great. If not, see you later. We got Ben Johnson and Tanner Engstrom. The one thing I do agree with you, Jones, is Ray Agnew, assistant GM for the Detroit Lions. All they do is draft Pro Bowlers, so I bring him in to draft guys. Elliott Wolf can take a hike. Ray Agnew's son is a scout with the Jets, which would allow you to have a connection with Robert Saleh, who is going to be my defensive coordinator. You talk him into it. He runs and takes over the entire defense, and it's a head coach experience of Darren Rizzi for special teams.
Oh, man, I like that.
Darren Rizzi. So that way you have Saleh and Rizzi, two former head coaches with Ben Johnson. Everybody's worried about the first-year head coach. You at least have Ben Johnson with two other former NFL head coaches. Didn't get it in there in the minute, but that's what I want.
Kraft has to worry about the overhead of all the clogged toilets.
Oh, you're going to clog a few Johns.
You're going to have to convince him with Darren Rizzi on staff.
He might blow out his legs after a win or something. That's fine. But, yeah, it would be Ben Johnson, Tanner Engstrom, Robert Saleh, Darren Rizzi.
Okay.
Ray Agnew. You and I, one thing we agree on, Ray Agnew.
Okay, and you're basically making it the Lions here, which is fine.
Yeah, turn as much as I can.
Lions. I would love this to be the Lions here. Saleh's interesting. I didn't realize the Ray Agnew, his son. What's his son's name?
So Ray Agnew.
Ray Agnew Jr.?
No, Ray Agnew with the Lions is junior. So Ray Agnew the third is a scout with the Jets.
I thought you were going to say he's got a connection to the Jets trade for Garrett Wilson.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Man, the minute really comes at you fast.
Yeah, I guess we're only fixing the coaching in the front office, so I guess that would have been out of bounds, but yeah.
That was a quick minute.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah. Usually a minute's a lifetime. But no, so this was... Right. The other thing.
What are we taking calls here? Taking calls?
Anybody? Anybody else?
Hello?
So here's another one. So that's why I figured Robert Saleh has no direct connection with Ben Johnson, but he does have Ray Agnew. There's like a Ray Agnew son connection. The other thing, Darren Rizzi, not that much of a long shot, I don't think.
No.
He and Ben Johnson were on the same staff with the Dolphins. So Ben Johnson knows Darren Rizzi. I don't think Rizzi's getting a head coaching job. He's also not a coordinator on either other side of the ball, but he'll be in the NFL again. He was a guy who played at URI with Gresh, so he could play. He could come back here to New England and be on the staff. And I think it's just another guy. I know he only was the head coach for 5 or 6 games, but still, that's like it's just adding to like a veteran staff. Because I know one of the reasons people like Vrabel is, well, he's been a head coach before. It's like, all right, well, if that's the main thing, there's a lot of guys who have been head coaches before. but I want Ben Johnson, and you're not going to get him as a coordinator. So
your plan is certainly more feasible. Like, already I'm seeing a Twitch text line.
Vikings are never.
Well, I think they like it. They're never going to trade for Kevin O'Connell, or Kevin O'Connell's never going to get traded. I don't know. Coaches do get traded. I don't think a lot of people saw Gruden getting traded, Belichick getting traded. Sean Payton getting traded. I mean, they get traded.
Oh, it does. It happens.
And so if he's going into his final year, and let's see what happens in the playoffs. They lose in round one. Maybe the shine comes off a little bit. But also maybe Minnesota looks at it and goes, this guy wants $20 million a year from us. Screw it. We're trading him for something now.
Yeah.
And so I had suggested before, Liam Cohen, when we were talking about this, I assume Ben Johnson wouldn't even look sideways at this job.
Yeah, no, now?
I was wrong about that. So I like Ben Johnson a lot. If Kevin O'Connell really is available, I just like the proven track record of a guy who's done it. Ben Johnson has not done it.
Yeah.
In fact, I read something from Phil Perry that scared me a little bit on Ben Johnson yesterday.
Not going to scare me.
He talked about all the factors working against Ben Johnson in this coaching search. I mean, number one, that he doesn't know the crafts and Vrabel does, and it feels like a done deal and all these other things. So all that's working against him, number one.
Well, yeah.
But he also says you have a coach with whom you never worked. He's viewed as brilliant, but a bit of an introvert.
Oh, he's weird?
He's an unknown as a head coach. I'm using Phil's word. He's a bit of an introvert.
What does introvert mean?
Means
specifically?
He's little, like, I don't know, maybe not good in front of the media is what you're hinting
just
at.
Just like not a big personality, I guess?
Not comfortable. I mean, if I'm thinking of a coach who's an introvert and why that would be considered an issue, you're the outward-facing member of the organization. How are you going to be with the media? And let's face it, that is a factor replacing Jerod Mayo, Keith. You can't have a guy saying one thing and being awkward and having to walk it back, constantly fix it. It's not the end of the world.
Have systems in place, and we will have systems in place.
He seems like an odd guy.
Does he?
Did you see that first press conference for Nick Sirianni a couple years ago?
Yes, I did.
He's been in the Super Bowl.
Okay, I just said this. If you're winning games, it doesn't matter, but I understand why that might be a factor. He's considered a bit of an introvert and an unknown as a head coach. It's fair to wonder if he'd be quite the same play caller without the talent, blah, blah, blah. But I read that and I go, what does that mean? It's a good question.
Yeah.
He's considered a bit of an introvert. Okay. So why would that be an issue? And it underscores to me the unknown with a guy like Ben Johnson, where there are not unknowns with Kevin O'Connell. There are no unknowns.
No. Kevin O'Connell, we've seen him. He's great. He handles the media great. Mike Vrabel, terrific at that. Like, you know, can't do a whole lot better than Mike Vrabel. But Jerod Mayo was supposed to be really good.
He was. Correct.
And was awful.
That was a check mark in his favor. He was going to be good with the media and good with the players, and it turns out he was the worst at both.
So I kind of feel like the guy replacing Jerod Mayo, like, it's the perfect spot. First of all, you're the guy, you're not replacing Belichick. You're the guy replacing the guy who was an absolute failure. So this guy, this next guy won't get compared to Bill nearly as much as Jerod Mayo did.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you take somebody like Ben Johnson, who's outside the tree and has never been connected to New England. I think if you bring him in, even if he's a little, I don't know, introverted or shy or whatever they think at these press conferences, if he's dialing up these crazy plays and Drake May looks like a stud, I don't think people are going to care that he's not giving you this crazy answer. Jerod Mayo, we thought, was going to give you these really good answers, and all he did was contradict himself.
You're right. If he's winning games and the offense looks
great,
no one will care.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a slow start and he's awkward in front of the media and we start feasting on that and then the thing spirals, then it will be used against him.
But one thing, and I could be wrong,
you know,
on this.
Mike Martz, Adam Gase, like that level of guy, that will be used against him.
Yeah, true. But I think the one thing, and I could be wrong, we'll see what it looks like either here or wherever else Ben Johnson goes. I feel like because he is such a great play caller, like, that's his thing. And so I'm sure he'll hire somebody that's really good defensively and kind of do that part of the ball, at least until he sort of learns both, right? Like, that was Bill. Like, Bill was a defensive guy and then eventually learned both. But don't you think Ben Johnson would have answers for why he did certain things? So, like, where Mayo got into trouble,
I would hope,
right, was like, why didn't you go for two? Or why did you punt? Or why did you do this? Or, like, what was the deal with all the penalties and all this? And he's just, like, swimming in answers, and he's like, the team's soft. Whereas Ben Johnson, I think, could probably tell you, well, we went for it on third and or fourth and 10 because, and maybe not.
Maybe he's a big dork analytically, and he sounds like he's, you know,
Joe Mazzulla, then maybe that works.
Maybe, or he sounds like he's, you know, Craig Breslow or something like that. So I don't know. All I'm saying is I don't know. I want Ben Johnson more than Vrabel. But there is something to a known commodity in O'Connell, who I think has been better than Vrabel. So I'm going Kevin O'Connell. Might be far-fetched, but Glazer says make a call. Teams are making calls. Keith is going with Ben Johnson. We gave you our full 60-second plans. We told you how we'll fix the Patriots coaching staff, who will hire in the front office. If Robert Kraft is driving around in the Seaport interviewing Mike Vrabel today, maybe just take a second to think about these plans, Robert. We just gave them to you. Great ideas, free ideas in 60 seconds. Very digestible. Very snackable.
Yeah.